Welcome to the third week of National Poetry Month. This is William F. DeVault, sometimes referred to as the Romantic Poet of the Internet, and you are once again listening to From Out of the City, this for April 15th, 2007, the Ides of April. Tonight I'm going to do something a little bizarre, and I hope you'll appreciate it. One of my poems that has received a lot of attention over the eons is I Should Have Been Immortal, which is a little piece that was written about the same time as I wrote several of my more classic works, including The Unicorns, Monument, and of course My Electric Lady. I Should Have Been Immortal, or Ishbi, as it sometimes is abbreviated to, is interesting in that when it's performed publicly, people read different things into it. Readers who are reading it read different things into it. And several years ago, I was associated with a production of my works at West Virginia University called Pendragon, A Poetic Fantasy. And there were five different reading characters on the stage. And this was the only poem that was read by more than one character. All five characters at one point or another read the poem as it pertained to their character. Exact same words, just through intonation and emphasis, playing up and down certain elements in it. So I decided I'd have a little fun this week, and I sat down and I recorded the poem five times, each time trying to put myself in a different emotional state. I have a very good emotional memory, and that drives a lot of my best writing. And I did these five different readings. Then I went back to them, and I put a little music behind them, changing the music to enhance the moods, and even refiltered them. And the first four, I think you'll find, are interesting. The fifth one you might find a bit startling. But all of them are me. All of them are expressions of me. And I hope you enjoy this a great deal. Just consider this a little tip of my hat for National Poetry Month. While I've got your ear for the moment, I would like to state my personal grief at hearing the passing of Kurt Vonnegut last week. He was a giant in literature, one of the finest authors of the 20th century. In a world where so much of literature, both prose and poetry, is so defined by the marketability of common and boring, forgettable things, Vonnegut stood tall and stood proud. And I'm not grief-stricken at his passage, because he left us an immortal legacy that I think any writer, any musician, any artist, any person would envy. So to some degree, I'm dedicating this week's show, I Should Have Been Immortal, five times over, to Kurt Vonnegut. Kurt, I hope you appreciate this. And rest well and Godspeed. Lying in fields of orchids, I dream of roses. There is not, there will not be. There cannot be enough time to taste all the wines. I should have been immortal. The wind blows warm when I crave the ice, the pie is cut, but I want no slice of it. Yet the cake I need has been served all around. I have sailed the sun and touched the moon and fallen to earth in death's calling, but where are the ancients? I must know. I will go to see their tombs, for I am too late, or they passed too soon. Theirs will be my destiny, too, to dream of fires that shall not burn in my earth time, to carve my name on a sapling and not live to see the process spread my words to gargantuan proportions. Yet security beckons. There is a sort of pleasure in knowing that death waits around a farther hill and that you will be blessed by its frostbound visitation. But I should have been, I could have been, I would have been immortal. There just isn't enough time for the roses. lying in fields of orchids. I dream of roses. There is not, there will not be, there cannot be enough time to taste all the wines. I should have been immortal. The wind blows warm when I crave the ice. The pie is cut, but I want no slice of it. Yet the cake I need has been served all around. I have sailed the sun and touched the moon and fallen to earth in death's calling. But where are the ancients? I must know. I will go to see their tombs, for I am too late. Or they passed too soon. Theirs will be my destiny too, to dream of fires that shall not burn in my earth time, to carve my name on a sapling and not live to see the process, spread my words to gargantuan proportions. Yet security beckons. There is a sort of pleasure in knowing that death waits around a farther hill, and that you will be blessed by its frostbound visitation. But I should have been. I could have been. I would have been immortal. There just isn't enough time for the roses.
Lying in fields of orchids, I dream of roses. There is not. There will not be. There cannot be enough time to taste all the wines. I should have been immortal. The wind blows warm when I crave the ice, and the pie is cut, but I want no slice of it, yet the cake I need has been served all around. I have sailed the sun and touched the moon and fallen to earth in death's calling, but where are the ancients? I must know. I will go to see their tombs, for I am too late, or they passed too soon. Theirs will be my destiny, too, to dream of fires that shall not burn in my earth time, to carve my name on a sapling and not live to see the process, spread my words to gargantuan proportions. Yet security beckons. There is a sort of pleasure in knowing that death waits around a farther hill, and that you will be blessed by its frostbound visitation. But I should have been, I could have been, I would have been immortal. There just isn't enough time for the roses.
Lying in fields of orchids, I dream of roses. There is not, there will not be. There cannot be enough time to taste all the wines. I should have been immortal. The wind blows warm when I crave the ice. The pie is cut, but I want no slice of it. Yet the cake I need has been served all around. I have sailed the sun and touched the moon and fallen to earth in death's calling. But where are the ancients? I must know. I will go to see their tombs, for I am too late, or they passed too soon. Theirs will be my destiny too, to dream of fires that shall not burn in my earth time, to carve my name on a sapling and not live to see the process, spread my words to gargantuan proportions. Yet security beckons. There is a sort of pleasure in knowing that death waits round a farther hill, and that you will be blessed by its frostbound visitation. But I should have been. I could have been. I would have been immortal. There just isn't enough time for the roses.
Lying in fields of orchids, I dream of roses. There is not. There will not be. There cannot be enough time to taste all the wines. I should have been immortal. The wind blows warm when I crave the ice. The pie is cut, but I want no slice of it. Yet the cake I need has been served all around. I have sailed the sun and touched the moon and fallen to earth in death's calling. But where are the ancients? I must know. I will go to see their tombs, for I am too late, or they passed too soon. Theirs will be my destiny to dream of fires that shall not burn in my lifetime, to carve my name on a sapling and not live to see the process spread my words to gargantuan proportions. Yet, security beckons. There is a sort of pleasure in knowing that death waits around farther ahead, and that you will be blessed by its frostbound visitation. But I should have been. I could have been. I would have been immortal. There just isn't enough time for the roses.
Well, there it is. There you have it. Another week on the internet. My thanks to everyone who works with me here at Studio C to bring this program about. Again, it's National Poetry Month. This coming Saturday, the 21st of April, I will be reading along with my old friend Daniel S. McTaggart at Barnes & Noble in Morgantown, West Virginia, 5 p.m. If you'd like to drop by, buy some books, get a few autographs, make loud squeaky noises, be my guest. So once again, this is William F. DeVault, the romantic poet of the internet, and this is From Out of the City. Have a great day, have a great week, have a great life, and enjoy the poetry. Good night, Kurt.